All right, we are doing a 30-minute strategy session with Taisha today. And Taisha, how are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing.
You know, I love your energy. You have, like, the most amazing voice energy. It's just really, really contagious, infectious. It has a lot of passion and power with it. Has anyone ever told you that?
Yes, I've gotten that a lot. It depends on the subject because that's what brings my passion forward when I'm excited about a thing, you know?
Cool. All right. Jill or Richard, what would we like to accomplish with Taisha today?
This is Richard. I'd like to I want to acknowledge Taisha for the magic that was produced last night for her community, for our community. 6 to 10 people were transformed last night around the conversation of what wealth skills are and what it is to be a team and mastermind group that counts on each other. It was incredible. In fact, I'm about ready to do a video about it because I'm recognizing, appreciating, and prospering around the idea of doing that over and over and over and over and over again with her.
Cool.
Thank you, Richard.
So, Taisha, what would you like to accomplish today? Anything specific?
The specifics for me would be the next step in progressing with Renatus, and learning more about effective ways to expand on recruiting people who want to learn the education, and just maximizing on that strategy, you know, with a busy work schedule too. So incorporating that into my lifestyle.
Cool. And where do you work?
I'm a makeup artist, and I also am a manager, so I work for MAC Cosmetics, and I've been doing it since 2008, so,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, excellent. Well, Taisha, we have what we call a kind of a three-step process to determine if or how we might be able to help people, and so step one of that process is going to be doing an examination. So just like a doctor is never going to go ahead and give you a prescription without doing an examination, the same thing is true with us. We don't know if or how we might be able to help people until we get to know them better. So step one is the examination. Step two is potential solutions, and then step three is implementation. So it's taking action. Does that three-step process sound like a good starting point for you, Taisha?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Cool. Now, in the examination, Taisha, it can be a simple short series of questions, or it can be a comprehensive thorough assessment. You know, it's really up to the individual. In step two, potential solutions, typically, Taisha, we have found that people tend to like three types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced. The basic is if people like they don't know they want it, you know, they know they need help, but they're not really sure what it is, or maybe funds are really tight, or, you know, maybe they're the type of individual that needs to know everything before they do anything, which is fine, or, you know, maybe they just don't have a sense of urgency. The basic solution is a good starting point. The intermediate tends to be for people who are more intuitive, and so people who tend to be, you know, they just sense it. It's like the right thing for them to do, and they just dive in. And then on implementation, some people like to implement, you know, quickly. Other people, they take a longer period of time, you know, which is fine. Every solution is customized specifically to and for the individual. So with your permission, what I'd like to do is just review over some of the information I believe that you had given to Angel.
Actually, I spoke to Jill.
Okay.
So I talked to her the other day for 30 minutes.
Okay, gotcha. So we got some of that information, and so I just want to review over that information that you were able to share with Jill, and then maybe ask some additional questions, and then I can give you some potential recommendations if that works for you.
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, my pleasure. So one of the challenges you had shared, I believe, with Jill was time management.
Yes.
Cool. Any other challenges that you're facing?
That would be my primary, and I think any other smaller challenges are a result of that.
Okay.
So if I can get my hands wrapped around it, it would eliminate any additional challenges that I'm experiencing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally get that. You know, time management's a pretty wide scope. Can you give me some examples of either where you're having challenges with time management, or maybe if you solve that problem, how your life would be different?
So to answer the first question about how it's affecting me, I kind of have a mindset to maximize every minute. So I'll open projects without fully completing them because I'm thinking of everything else that needs to be done.
Yeah.
And I think it's just trying to figure out the priority, the order in which they should be done. So it's a work and life balancing that would be the best example. So just trying to keep everything at the forefront where it deserves to be and figuring out in the order that I need to do it in order to have the most effective approach, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I totally get that. And if somebody could help you, Taisha, in any area of your life, personal or professional, if somebody could help you in any area of your life, what would you love help on?
Time management.
Okay, cool. Yeah, no, that's fine. And sometimes it's the same, sometimes it's different. If it's the same, we know, okay, yeah, this individual really wants help on that. Cool. How many hours a week, Taisha, would you say you're working now?
About 40.
And how many would you ideally like to be working?
About 15.
Cool. That's awesome. Love that. And what step are you currently in Renatus?
I am an IMA, and so I just completed my sign-up, and I just had my first event, so.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And first event. Excellent. And what would you like to be your next step in Renatus?
To have signed up for the education with a partner so that I can balance out the cost of it.
Okay.
And, so that would be the next goal that I have is definitely to learn because I need to know as much as possible about the industry. It's very new for me.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, cool. All right. And then let's see here. On the shapes, you'd chosen the pyramid and then second the wavy line and then the ball and then the cube?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing that was most frustrating would be things being out of order, out of control.
Oh, my God. Exactly.
Boring or not fun or conflict.
Yes.
And so based on that, maybe one of your greatest strengths, Taisha, would be your drive, your assertiveness, you make things happen.
That's correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And one of your weaknesses might be your drive, your assertiveness, you make things happen.
Weakness?
Yeah.
Weakness. I would think, because isn't that the same statement you said?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually our greatest strength is our greatest weakness, and our greatest weakness is just our greatest strength misapplied. It's taking a strength and carrying it too far.
Interesting. Wow.
Another,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah. Another strength is, another strength would be your energy, excitement, and enthusiasm.
That's great.
Yep, mm-hmm. And a weakness would be the same. Another strength would be you like to dot your I's and cross your T's. And a weakness would be the same. So you test out, there's four major personalities. When you look at the test we gave, there's 65,536 possible combinations, and you test out as a very complex personality, Taisha. but you probably knew that, and so you're very complex. That's a good thing. This type of personality, I mean, I don't know you. We've only been talking a couple minutes, but this type of personality will tend to have a lot of inner conflict because they see the big picture, they see all the potential, they want to do a lot of things, they have a million ideas, they want to do them all fast, and they want to do them all perfect, and obviously doing all the ideas fast and perfect, that's going to create a lot of inner conflict.
Exactly. Wow.
When this person's hot, they're really, really hot.
That's
when
true.
They're not, and when they're not, they're not. The reason for that, there's a science behind it. They're based on the complexity of your personality. I've been doing, executive coaching and leadership coaching and sales coaching for now 26 years all over the world. I've been blessed to be an international speaker and author. And
wow.
And so your personality is so complex that probably only maybe 6 to 9% of the professional coaches on the planet would know how to coach your personality type. It's that complex.
Wow.
Yeah.
I sound like a basket case.
No. What you are is you have this all this pent-up potential. You have all these different energy bases inside of you. And so you have tremendous firepower. You have tremendous force in many different ways. And so when this person's hot, the reason they're hot is they're analyzing when they should analyze, executing when they should execute, focus on the task when they should the task, and people when they should the people. But when they're off, they're analyzing when they should execute, executing when they should analyze, focus on the task when they should the people, or people when they should the task. Because they have such powerful energy bases, when they're on, they're just like people sit back and go, Taisha, you're amazing. How do you do it all? But when you're off, then you're doing everything opposite of what you should be, which is why it's so complex to coach this type of individual, because they are very, very complex in their energy base.
Wow. That's so accurate.
Cool. Yeah, in the 30 minute, we tell people go in, expecting that your life will be changed forever, because it does for so many people. People are like, wow, how do you, like, you know me better than my mom knows me. How do you guys?
Exactly.
Yeah. It is very, very powerful. All right, your WOW income goal is $365,000?
Yes, I told Jill that I would like to make $1,000 a day.
I love that.
And I think that's a tangible goal for me. I've had that goal for a little while now,
cool.
But I never created a roadmap to how to get it until now. So.
Okay, cool. All right, and let's see here. And so, what do you think your income will be this year, roughly?
This year, I believe my income will exceed at least $50,000. That's a realistic mind goal for
cool.
me.
Excellent. And in last year, 2015, what do you think roughly you did then?
It was about $35,000.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And then in 2014?
Probably is about 32.
Okay. All right, gotcha. And the three goals that you'd like to accomplish in the next 90 days is get Renata's education, accelerate within Renata's, yield more income, and then build makeup studio and maximize your income. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That is definitely correct.
And your minimum income goal is $182,500?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. And 1 to 10, Taisha, how coachable would you say you are, 10 being the highest or the most?
A 10.
Excellent. And if you could change one thing about yourself, what would you change?
The fact that I tend to be unorganized sometimes, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And 1 to 10, your listening skills?
1 to 10, maybe a 7.5.
Cool. And your sales skills?
A 10.
Cool. And your sense of urgency?
Probably about a 7.
Okay. And
it varies. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it looks like if you had a high sense of urgency, the reason why is because of passion.
Exactly.
Because you can see the end results.
Exactly. Yeah, anything that I can, because I'm a visual learner.
Gotcha.
So anything I can see, then I can execute on. Like when Richard presented the idea for us to do the event, I could physically see it. And because I could see it, it was easy to bring it about, if that makes
right.
sense.
It mm-hmm. does. And 1 to 10, I think you had mentioned your procrastinator is a 7, and the reason why is your thoughts are so rapid, and then organizing what you do.
Exactly, because so much comes upon me, and I'm just sitting here like, okay, I don't know what to do first, and then sometimes it can create a lag in action. because I'm not sure what I need to do first. So
sure.
It's just, it goes back to time management and prioritization, knowing
right.
what to do first, exactly.
Right. Have you ever seen the movie X-Men?
A long time ago.
Did you like it?
I did. It's like several of them, correct?
Yeah. Do you know why?
Yeah. Why?
Because you're a mutant.
Hmm. The mutants had the special powers, right?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
And they're loved
and, it like that.
Yeah, they're loved and feared. So everybody
that
wants
accurate.
Yeah. No, you're a mutant. Yeah.
That's
so people
so
will love you because they want your energy, but then they fear you because you're so powerful.
That's so, wow. That's so true.
Yeah, so
wow.
In most situations like this, this is exactly how it'll happen. I'll see a mutant, and I'm like, have you seen X-Men? They say yes. I say, did you like it? They say yes. I say, do you know why? They say, no, why? And I say, because you're a mutant. So there's about a three-second delay, and then they laugh, and they're like, wow, I never thought of that before.
Yeah, that's very interesting how you just analyzed that.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like a mutant because
yeah.
sometimes people don't understand me, and I'm not a person that I feel is hard to understand, but people, you know, sometimes they can tend to misunderstand you. You know, they gravitate to you, and they don't know why, but then when they interact in the air in your space, if they're not on the same level of frequency that you are, it can be a bit intimidating. So I find myself not being at full capacity because I don't want to scare everybody away.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah.
You're also, in addition to a very high frequency, you're also what's called another mutated power that you have that's unusual is what's called a gap jumper. You're a gap jumper.
That's what Richard called me.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're a gap jumper, and so where you'll jump from one thing to another, and it all makes sense to you, but other people aren't as fast, and they're not able to put things together like you are, and so you can jump gaps. But most, unless somebody else is a gap jumper as well, and so Richard's a gap jumper, and, you know, Jill would be a gap jumper, I'm a gap jumper, and so we all connect at a very high level because when somebody's jumping gaps, we can jump with them. So we're like, oh, that makes
exactly.
all the sense in the world.
Wow.
Cool, huh?
So nice to meet you, Gap Jumper.
Nice to meet you, too, Gap Jumper. Yeah, I love meeting people that Richard knows because he knows a lot of Gap Jumper. He knows a lot of mutants. And there's a special affinity within, you know, minutes of talking to somebody on the phone. There's a connection. That's because there's not a lot of us out there, and so when we connect with other, you know, mutants that have either similar gifts or even different gifts than what we do, we can see that, and we're not afraid of them because, you know, we have gifts, they have gifts, and combined together we can accomplish a lot more than we ever could on our own.
It's like a superpower.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we hate it, but we love it. So if somebody was coaching you and they thought you were procrastinating, Taisha, how would you like them to respond to you?
Just to really emphasize the importance of what we're doing, why we're doing it, and absolutely give me deadlines so that I know it has to be done by, you know, this date. And I think that kind of strikes a match under me to execute faster. Because it gives me a mental picture. So it's just like having a puzzle in front of me. I can put the coloring to the puzzle and fill it in quickly if I see the picture. But if I don't have a mental picture and I'm just kind of left to my own vices,
right.
then that could be a area of disaster because I'll just, you know, be coloring all outside the line. I'm like, oh, you want me to color inside the box. You know, that's just how I am. I'm just,
right. So what you're seeing there and experiencing there is controlling. It's learning to control your energy. So sometimes you gap jump, and you don't have control of that energy. So you gap jump in the middle of a highway, and there's a truck coming at you. And you're like, oh, no. wow.
Right, I didn't plan on that Trump.
Right. Right. No, that's exactly right. And so if they did that, if they really emphasized the importance, the why, the how, and the due date, do you think that would work with you?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
And
all
in, right. in a pace where I can keep up with it as well, because
sure.
I do makeup, I'm a manager, I'm a parent, I'm a friend, I'm so many things. So it's
right.
just I wear so many hats that it just, it's like a juggling act. So
yeah, I can relate to that too, because my wife and I, we have 7 children.
And, wow.
And Yeah. Three boys, 4 girls from the ages of 15 up to 27.
Oh, my God.
And 2 grandsons, too. And so, yeah, we've got a lot going. So, Taisha, if somebody said the following to you, how would you respond? So if somebody said to you, Taisha, I think maybe you're coachable at a 3, your listening skills are a 2, your sales skills are a 1.5, your sense of urgency is a 2, and you're a 10 on procrastination. Taisha, if somebody said that to you, how would you respond?
I would want to understand why they feel that way, because I have a different perspective. And sometimes you can't see yourself in an objective manner, so I would want to know their reason for saying it.
Cool. Taisha, is there any other questions we should have asked that we didn't ask, or any additional information we should know that we don't know?
I'm a winner.
That I knew.
So we just throw that in there, you know.
Yeah,
that
no.
was a bonus
yeah,
answer,
no,
yeah.
That one you wouldn't have even had to tell me. You're a winner of winners. I could tell based on all your energy. Like, as soon as I heard your voice, I'm like,
thank you.
She's a mutant. She's a winner. She's got special powers. She's amazing. And so, I've been doing this for a long time, and it's interesting how much the voice can reveal about somebody. Do you have any questions for me, Taisha?
I don't. I think that this is the second phase. So what's the next follow-up for me?
Sure. So this is like there's different levels of examination. So there's level 1 and level 2, and that's what Jill took you through, and then I went ahead and asked some additional questions, got some additional things. So the next step would be solutions, potential solutions, and so, again, some basic, intermediate, and advanced. Richard, any questions or thoughts that you have?
No, not at this time.
Okay. So, Richard, do you have any thoughts on recommendations on solutions for Taisha on what you believe her next step should be?
Last night, Taisha, your friend that was sitting next to your sister, I call her, the friend that was sitting next to, what's her name?
Cicely.
Mm-hmm. Cicely. Cicely, really inviting your community to participate in a coffee connection or some way of connecting into this work would be, because she got, I asked her a few questions about the personality tests, and we started talking about it, and she was very intrigued and sharing this with people in your life, because I find it extremely rewarding, and I think that would be a good thing for you as well. Like that.
Cool.
Oh, okay, awesome. So basically continuing the conversation and finding opportunities to invite people into what we're doing, correct?
Right, and the key is to, rather than invite them in, because if we invite people into what we're doing before we do an examination, people think we're selling them, or, part of an MLM or, something. They think a lot of things. Because no doctor's going to give a prescription without doing an examination first. So we should never invite people into what we're doing until we've done an examination. So everybody that in your world, you can have them go to www.theactioncard.org. And that will go ahead and ask roughly 7 questions, and then they just put your name in on referred by. So who were you referred by, and then they put your name. And then Jill can help you to connect them to the right solution. That may be joining you in what you're doing. It may be just helping them with a 30-minute strategy session. It may be giving them a white paper. There's a whole bunch of resources out there that will help people to see themselves, who they are, where they are, and where they could go into the future.
Okay, absolutely. So that one is more customized is what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, what it'll do is you can get a lot of people. So what Jill asks you is the questions. So the questions Jill asks you, a lot of questions that I ask you, that's going to be on the action card. Once you get that information, then Jill can help you to direct them to possible solutions that would help them. That may be inviting them into your community and to some of the things that you're doing, or it may not be. Now may not be the best time for them to do it, and so that will help you to gather the information that's necessary for you to be able to best understand them at a very, very deep level, like I did with you today.
I see what you're saying. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and so, like, if you went ahead and had a close, dear friend, and I saw the information visually that you had given me today, I could tell you really freaky things about you and that person and the friendship.
Not freaky things, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you're like, oh, my gracious, if you had a significant other, and I had the personality numbers and this other thing. So people are like blown away. Not only can you assess an individual, but you can assess a whole community, a whole group of people, or significant other, or if people have children. You know, you can have your children go ahead and do this too. And we can tell you what type of a child, what your personality as a parent in interacting with the children. I mean, it's like groundbreaking. It's like people that have their doctorate in psychology have said they've never seen anything like it on the planet.
Wow, that's very sophisticated. So that's by way of the Action website you just gave me?
Yeah, the actioncard.org.
Okay.
I just emailed it to you. It's in an email for you.
So what,
okay,
we'll,
thank you,
what we'll do, Taisha, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and Jill and Richard and I will go ahead and review over your information, and then either Richard or Jill will connect with you and say, here are some possible solutions in being able to help you to take the next step. And what is the next step that's going to give you the most, the best results for what you're looking at in all areas of your life?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to go ahead and meet another, gap jumper. This is exciting.
I'm excited. Thank you,
right.
Richard.
Thank you, Taisha. Have a blessed day.
Okay, thanks, you too.
Taisha. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay, welcome, everyone. We're going to jump into the mastermind session. Richard, I don't know if you're able to stay on for this or not. If not, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, we are. I have an 11. Yeah, that's what I'm scheduled
okay.
for.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so I think media team's giving me thumbs up. All right, here we go. We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Legacy Partners. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergy Solutions. I'll be your executive coach facilitator for today's session. If you do have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. At the end of today's session, there will be a special gift offer, so you'll want to stick around for that for sure. So, Richard, we just got finished up with a 30-minute strategy session with Taisha. You are just, just falling in love with that 30-minute strategy session and being able to help understand people, bring tremendous value to people, be able to determine very quickly if you can help them, and then be able to communicate in a very special way. why do you think you've been able to see the power of that so much faster than most other people, Richard?
Why am I able to see the power in that so much faster than other people? The commitment that I have for people, the ability to recognize a tool that does what I'm that's effective and a result oriented. It's just, oh, okay, I just got it. My wife, I learned to read when I was 17, and my spelling is terrible, but when I'd play Scrabble with my wife, I'd beat the hell out of her all the time, and she's like, what the hang is this? How do you do that? And I say, all I see are the triple scores and the double scores. I don't play anything else. So for me to find things like this 30-minute strategy is for me to only look at the triples and the most impactful tools available in front of me versus any of the other noise. Does that make sense?
It does. Did anybody just see what happened like I did?
Well, when he struck the real reason, his whole expression became energized. Is that what you're speaking of?
No, I like that, though.
Mark, I saw that he repeated the question, and in doing that gave himself some time to think about the answer to give. He bought some time by repeating the question.
And that's insane, because I saw that same thing. I said, that is really, really cool. It's one of the ways to, when you're on TV or recording or have cluelessness of what to say, you just repeat the question and people think you're really introspective. So that's amazing that you were able to see that. So I love that. Good. Something else in addition to those two things. Those are both good things. What else?
I think that he talked about bandwidth, looking to where to put his bandwidth, sorting through the options and see what was going to be the most profitable real quickly and just going for those.
And what did he use as an example?
Scrabble. Well, and the fact that, Richard, when you said you didn't learn to read until you were 17, that in and of itself carried a whole volume of information and humility.
What did he learn during those 17 years that people who learn how to read don't learn?
He learned how, I'm going to guess he learned how to fake it.
What did he learn?
Did he learn the value of what he didn't know? And so when he learned it, he was able to take advantage of things, maybe lost opportunities in the past?
Actually, he learned things that he probably doesn't even know he learned until today right here, and he's using those skills. What he learned is he learned to be a gap jumper.
Reading can become filling in the gaps rather than jumping over them. That makes sense, yeah.
Right. So he looks for the twos and the threes, the two times and three times.
Right.
So what he did is he learned how to see the big picture very, very quickly, which was kind of what Ann was saying, like faking it. But faking it implies like you don't know something. Actually, what Richard learned how to do in those first 17 years is how to know and see things that most people don't know and see, and that's how he was able to survive for the first 17 years of his life without reading.
Mark, there's something that really puzzles me about what he said, and that's that he didn't learn to read and he's a horrible speller, but by focusing on the high points, he's able to beat her. I believe him, I want to know how to do that because I'm a terrible speller and I avoid Scrabble like the plague because of it.
Well, the higher letter, or the higher point.
Yeah, I understand
Scrabble,
that.
Well, I don't think
yeah,
you
I
do.
Don't. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I won't interrupt this time.
They often are smaller words.
Oh. You're right. I have no clue of thinking of it that way.
So they're often smaller words. So if you have less letters
yeah.
in a word, it's actually easier to spell.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start playing some Scrabble and see what happens.
And so
what Richard
learned how to do is be a gap jumper. The significance of that, though, is that there is a natural law that he just discovered, and he can give it a cool name because Scrabble's pretty well known. And so, you know, he could call it the 2x3x Scrabble principle. And what that will do is that will jam people's senses and saying, what? You know, like the 2x3x Scrabble principle. And people will be like, what? And it's like, you don't know what the 2x3x Scrabble principle is? It's like, no. And immediately he's got the center of attention around him, and then he can, they'll say, what is it? And then he can say, well, you know, it's like being a gap jumper. And people are like, what? Like he's talking in a foreign language, and it's like, oh, you don't know what a gap jumper is either? And so he's got everyone in earshot. Everyone in earshot. He has their attention, and that will draw him in. Immensely. And so how does a normal person, or maybe a below normal person, a below average person, so how does an average or below average person become exceptional? If you're average or below average, how do you get noticed? And so what happens is the 30-minute strategy session helps you to learn how to do that. When I did the 30-minute strategy session on Richard, like Richard sees things at a far deeper level than most people. I can't tell you over the last 20, you know, 6-plus years how many people have said how amazing the 30-minute strategy session is. They're like, boy, this is amazing. This is life-changing. But nobody knew in the last 26 years the significance of that 30-minute strategy session, you know, like Richard. And so so if you want to listen to that 30-minute strategy session with Taisha and Richard and Jill and I, you can go ahead and request that from your mentor, from, you know, your buddy. And so I'm going to turn off the audio for that right now. Again, if you have any questions on what we covered, connect with the individual who invited you or call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. If you haven't had your own 30-minute strategy session, for sure you want to do it. I know you'll be curious now. You're like, wow. And it's interesting because Taisha, when we were in it, and if you listen to it, you'll hear Taisha say, she's like, wow, whoa, wow. I never thought of that. That's amazing. And so when we say, go in, expect that it will change your life forever, like that's not some marketing ploy. I mean, I can't tell you how many people in 30 minutes have had their whole entire life changed. And so to do that, it's really simple. Go to www.dnaforsuccess.com. That's www.dnaforsuccess.com. And then go to examination, and then 3 30-minute strategy session. Click on that. Take you 3 minutes. Somebody to fill out, and somebody from Legacy Partners who's certified in doing the 30-minute will call you and go in expecting that your life